Good morning, girls. It is Thursday, October 5th. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife. How are you today? I hope you are fabulous. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. If you've got an ant problem, I'm going to tell you how you can use aspartame, a sweetener, to get rid of the ants. And there may be a U.S. rice supply contamination. I'm reading all of this right off of the internet right now, which will be a disaster because I love rice, even though I should cut it out of my diet because it's fattening. And I want to talk about making sure that you eat your veggies every day. Fruits, vegetables, stay healthy, stay alive, give your kids a future, a cancer-free future. I am devastated because Farrah Fawcett has cancer. I just can't believe it. I have Dana in Michigan. Dana, I'm reading on the internet here that Farrah Fawcett came out with a statement that she's battling cancer and she's asking for her privacy.
Aw, that's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking because here's this woman. Let me tell you what's freaking me out. Here's this woman, the picture of health her whole life, this flowing, beautiful hair, all this money, all this access to the best doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no boundaries with cancer. I mean, the very rich, the very poor. I don't know what else to say. But I'll tell you this. Farrah Fawcett, for the past few years, I thought has looked really strange. And I was thinking that she had gotten implants in her face and did some horrific plastic surgery. But I don't know. Maybe it's because she's been battling cancer.
Mm.
So, you know, I have to, in the future, remember that every single day there's somebody out there who's battling some horrible disease or living with a terrible trauma. And from now on, before I make a comment about how someone looks or the way they're living, I should consider that they could be going through some kind of problem.
Yes.
So I feel guilty that I said anything bad about Farrah Fawcett's face. So let's all say a prayer for Farrah Fawcett right now. It's a moment of silence. And, you know, last night I was reading Us Magazine?
Yeah, Us Weekly.
Yeah, Us Weekly. So I never pick up these, you know, I always buy Star. I never usually pick up Us or any of these other magazines. So Bill was out. He had to go to a black tie affair in the city last night. So I was up late in bed, and I'm flipping through this magazine. Patrick Dempsey's on the cover. What do you think about him? He's hot, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you only talking in one-syllable sentences today? Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I disagree with you, I'm threatened to be booted off the podcast.
How could you disagree with Patrick Dempsey being gorgeous?
I said yes. He's hot. He's
hot. So he is hot. So I'm reading about Patrick Dempsey, who I was in love with when I was younger and who was in all these teen movies, you know, Loverboy and, you know, Can't Buy Me Love. And everyone loves him now as Dr. McDreaming. Mm-hmm. And they show his wife.
Okay.
Oh, your phone's ringing? Do you have to get that?
No, I'm not going to pick it up when I'm on a podcast.
Well, is it just going to ring forever in the background? What if it's the school saying your daughter got hurt?
Well, I've got the answering machine on.
Oh, okay. So anyway, they show his wife, and she's all right. But I was really annoyed because I was thinking, I should be his wife. How come
for God's sakes.
How come Patrick Dempsey?
So you know, go ahead.
This is what I'm telling you. This is the immature... These are the immature thoughts that are going through my mind last night. And I'm like, you know, how come I'm not married to Patrick Dempsey? He's so cute. Like, I started to get upset that I am so in love with this guy. I am so attracted to him that here I am looking at this magazine getting upset that he's married to another woman. I need help.
You need help. I will agree with that. Yeah.
I need help. I'm admitting it. I need counseling to get over my attraction to Patrick Dempsey. Is there any star that really pains you that you're in love with?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey. Oh, he's just,
See? So you know. So when he's married and you see his wife, you're going to be upset a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You know what I do? A little bit. You know what I do like, though? I like seeing movie stars, whether they're female or male, with spouses that aren't that hot or popular. I just think it's kind of cool. Like for instance, if Matthew McConaughey were to marry Kathy Bates. Well, no, that wasn't. No,
that's
not right.
That is not cool. That is actually just disgusting.
But what I'm saying is, if he were to marry somebody that wasn't as notorious as a movie star or glamorous as a movie star, you know, just, you know, your average everyday person. I don't know, cool.
But I also read in Us last night that Katie Holmes is divorcing her Black Crowes singer, drug addict, skeevy, disgusting husband. Thank God.
What are you
not
talking?
Not Katie Holmes. Who's the other
girl? I was going to say Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Kate Hudson. And I'm glad because he was smoking pot like when she gave birth to her baby. And she's going with Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
And so Katie Holmes. Why was I thinking of her? Oh, I know, because in Us Magazine, they had a big spread about Katie and Tom going to watch his son Connor play football. Woo! Uh-huh. Like, it's such a big deal. Like, oh, because he's a star, he shouldn't go watch his son play football? Can you imagine what that stadium's like? Oh, here comes Tom Cruise. Woo! Here he comes, all excited.
Yep.
I would be excited, too. I'd have to go sit next to him.
I can't stand Tom Cruise.
Maybe I'll stalk him. What?
Tom Cruise?
I love him. Oh. I love him, and I'm defending him.
Oh, you're crazy.
Against people like you who believe the negative media. Do you understand the way the media works? As a person who is a publicist, who was a producer, let me explain something to you. People throw out negativity. People start controversy. People do things. Because when you have a stir, a buzz, negativity, craziness, this is what crazy people in America talk about. If you do something good, nobody pays attention. If you do something totally retarded, everyone talks about it for weeks. You understand? Tom Cruise jumping up on the couch was probably the best thing he could have ever did. It made people talk about him for weeks.
I had forgotten about the couch incident. What I was talking more about how he nailed Brooke Shields.
Well, you know what? Brooke Shields, what he said was true, though. He said this, okay, and in the mommy circuit on the internet, it all changed to him blasting Brooke Shields about being depressed. That's not what he said. He said that he thinks depression can be combated a lot of times without drugs. And I agree with him. It's true. It's true. You can try to combat it without drugs. In some cases, you can't. But that's all he was saying. He's saying don't resort to...
Don't be quick to go to the drugs, you mean?
Basically, what he's saying is sometimes you have to go, you know, you have to read into what he's saying because you have to know what he believes in. But he's saying, you know, there's God and there's family and use the strength within you. Uh-huh. I know a woman that I just had a conversation with who writes to me once in a while. And she is like a secret member of our website. We have like 2,000 women who come in, read the website, but don't ever post. She wrote to me to tell me that her daughter was, you know, lurking around the seventh grade, acting, you know, depressed and quiet and shy. And the counselors came to her, the mother, and said, you know, we think that your daughter is suffering from severe depression. We want to medicate her. You know, send her to the doctor. Maybe she needs medication. Mm-hmm. You know, so the mother was thinking, okay, the school is suggesting this. Let me go. So she goes to the counselors. They go to a psychiatrist and they say to her, well, we think your daughter has ADD and depression and all this crap. All right. And they wanted to put her on medication and she was going to do it. And then she said that her mother freaked out and said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. And then they really took some tough love and like chained the girl, not literally, but like locked her in her room. Made her stay home for like a month, you know, talked to the girl, got in her life, and it ends up that this girl was being molested.
Oh, no.
She was being molested by a family member, some distant uncle of the grandmother's who was coming to visit the grandmother. So, you see, she just had a problem. That's all. And I'm just saying that I think the number one medicine for moms who are depressed is this, a friend. I think that we need friends, we need not to be lonely, and when you come home with a baby who's a newborn, it's enough, you know, your hormones are raging. It's very isolating, it is very depressing. And if you're all alone with no help, with other children, you could feel like you're going to lose it. So I think that Tom Cruise, all he was trying to say was, you know, before you start medicating your kids for ADD, he said that when he was a kid, the counselors wanted his mother to medicate him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank God that she didn't go along with it, because all he was a creative child, and look how good he turned out. I don't know. You know what? I'm just defensive of him, because as somebody who is in the spotlight all the time and having women trash me for things that they don't even know, remember the woman who wrote bad about me because she said that I bought new living room furniture?
Oh, yeah.
What does she give a crap that I bought?
I know.
You know what? 12 years of my marriage, I had no living room furniture, so I bought new living room furniture. This girl has to know me personally. right?
She must.
So she works at Drexel Heritage, and she gets on the internet and writes, oh, well, Darla just wrote a book so she could buy new living room furniture. Oh, yeah, that's why people write books, so they could get a couch.
I know I was going to do it, but...
And I still don't have granite in my kitchen. I still have Formica. Can you believe it? I thought I would have made more money on my book. I don't have enough for granite yet.
But
I'm trying to add up my pennies. It's not as expensive as I thought to put granite in.
No, it's not. My dad just put granite in his house in Montana.
Yeah.
He did it. He did all the work.
The prices have come down. I think that when you have the installation, that's really what costs. But I have nobody who could do it. I mean, I have to pay for installation.
Mm-hmm.
Unless your father wants to come here and put my granite in. You think he would do it if I pay his plane fare?
No, because he's on my list. He's going to come and make me some porches and tile my kitchen.
But speaking of Tom Cruise and the whole mental, state of women and people, the other day I had teased the end of the show that you were going to give us some big mental breakthrough about what was going on in your life. So, dun, 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 dun. What is it, Dana?
I wish it was as juicy as that, but no, this is actually pretty serious. My 8-year-old daughter, I just love her to death. She's very free-spirited and very creative and very girly. And I've always had a problem with getting her to talk to me about anything. You know, I can be like, how was your day? It was fine. You know, what'd you do in school? I don't know. So we've had situations over the years, and I'd say for the past 3 years, where she gets angry, very, very angry.
Connor's the same way. He gets irritable and very angry.
Well, there's angry, and then there's Caitlin. Caitlin will physically push her sister. She will, this last situation happened about a week and a half ago. She was so mad. She started hitting herself. She started pulling her hair. She started screaming that she hated life, that she didn't want to be on this earth anymore. I mean, we are talking about serious business here. I mean, it's not your typical, I'm mad at you. I don't care about that. This is intense anger, and it scares me because I have an 8-year-old little girl who doesn't want to live anymore.
So wait, stop. So as soon as she said that, how did you respond? What did you do?
I said, I don't want to hear that out of your mouth again. Because it's scary. I mean, there's times when I don't know how to relate to her.
Did you sit down and talk to her after that to find out what's going on? I'm concerned that maybe something's going on in school and she's coming home and taking it out on herself.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, I don't know how to get her to talk about how she's feeling. And I love Focus on the Family, and they're a Christian-based family organization. So I got on the phone with them, and I'm like, this is the situation. I have no idea what to do with this. And they said, you get her into counseling, and you get her in fast, because if she has this much anger and these feelings of not wanting to be here and hate and all this now, imagine in 5 years when she is 13, dealing with boys, dealing with all those other things that go with being a teenager. How is she going to deal with it then? And that was a really hard thing for me to deal with. And I didn't want to post anything on the forums because I don't want to feel like, and I do feel like I'm failing as a parent. You know, I sit here and I think, I've been home with my kids for 5 years. What did I do wrong? Did I not give her enough attention? Did I not give her enough time? Did I not do something that I should have been doing, or did I do something that was wrong? Scary place to be in, and that's why I brought it up the other day with that idiot that went into the Amish schools. I am imploring you moms, when you see situations arise that are extremely intense and you have no way of knowing how to deal with them, don't think that the problem's going to get better. Caitlin has been dealing with stuff like this for 3 years now, and it would happen. There would be blow-ups and things like that, and then it would get better. So I would think, okay, we're better now. It's getting better. And then another situation, and back
and
forth.
What are you going to do? Are you going to bring her for the counseling?
We are going, actually starting tomorrow night for 10 weeks. Phil, me, and Caitlin are going to do family counseling to see if we can get to the bottom of this.
All right, I need to ask you a personal question, and it may really hurt. Mm-hmm. Do you think your daughter likes you? Because I'm going to tell you something. My my cousin, her daughter, they went through a situation where her daughter was so mad at the mother that she disliked her mother. And they went to counseling, and she had a problem against her mother. And the daughter ended up becoming anorexic over it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that this is – and you could be the best mother in the world, and for whatever reason, the child has an anger towards you over something. I know that my daughter, Hannah, does not like my husband. She doesn't like him. Mm-hmm. She likes me. Mm-hmm. She wants nothing to do with my husband. She doesn't want to kiss him. She doesn't want to look at him. She wants nothing to do with him. Now, hopefully she's just in the phase that it'll grow out of. But do you think that you – do you feel close – I think you have to find a way. Do you feel close to her? Is there a way that she would
– I think that – and this is backing up for some time. I think that number one, and this is what, when I talked to the counselor on the phone, this is what he said. He said, you know, we'll get you into the counseling, get you going. He goes, but I want you as the mom and I want your husband to watch your anger around Caitlin. And I thought, okay, no big deal. That's fine. Well, in the last week that since I talked to him on the phone, I've really been doing a lot of introspection about how I deal with my kids and how we as a family interact. And I am realizing, you know, Caitlin has picked up her anger from somewhere. And I'm guessing I'm probably the one because we blow it as moms. We just do. You know, you get frustrated and you get angry and you yell. You yell at your kids. Everybody does it. Well, not everybody, but I think a lot of us do. And I think that in a lot of ways that was teaching Caitlin how to deal with her frustrations. So that's one thing. The second thing is I think Caitlin likes me better than she likes Phil. I can relate to Caitlin for the most part pretty well. You know, there's a few things that I just don't get. But as far as personality goes, I think she does like me. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't know. And the last thing I was going to say is that in our lives, in our married lives, we have gone through a lot of ups and downs, and everybody does. But I'll tell you this, when the first year that Caitlin entered school in kindergarten, she, her dad moved up here and we didn't live together for 9 months. And it wasn't because we were separated. It was because me and the girls stayed downstate to take care of my grandmother who was dying of cancer while Phil was up here for his transfer / promotion. So that was a huge impact. The other thing is I know that she has issues with her younger sister. I mean, I think Caitlin feels like she's left out a lot. And
well,
we
let
try.
Me just, you know what? You're going to have to go to the counselor. But I really, and I don't want you to take offense to this, but I have to tell you. Do you remember that blog that we were writing about you saying that you don't play with your kids?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
I think that maybe you should get on the floor, go in your bed, and start playing with Caitlin. Giving her one-on-one mommy attention time.
Yep, and that doesn't – well, it hurts my feelings because it's something I've been doing wrong, you know, one of those things. But I agree. It's that one-on-one, even if it's 20 minutes sitting there hanging out.
Sitting there talking, hanging out, polishing this. Because I'll tell you, I wrote about this. I wrote about it. I was open with everyone. Connor and I wrote about it for like 6 months ago, went through a period where he hated me.
Uh-huh.
Hated me. Every day he told me he hated me. He was angry, frustrated. This almost the same thing you're talking about, except that he wasn't hitting himself. He was hitting his sister, kicking my – I have a dent in my refrigerator from Connor.
Oh, my gosh.
Kicking my refrigerator. And it was my girlfriend Diane who actually brought it to my attention. And what it is we used to sit and play Monopoly every day, and I would go out and play basketball. And I got so caught up with being on my website – that even though he couldn't verbalize that I wasn't paying attention to him, he internalized it. And mm-hmm. he became hostile in his own world, hostile towards me, hostile towards his sister. And once I started now making sure that every single day I do something with him, even if it's for a half an hour, sit with him. It could be sit with him on the couch. and rub his feet while he's watching TV. Just, he needs to know I'm paying attention to him and him only. And you know what, Dana? It's, I think that girls especially need that from their mother. And I think moms need to tell the daughters every single day, you're the most beautiful girl. You're the smartest girl. Mommy adores you. Mommy's here for you. And even if you go sit with Caitlin and polish her nails and sit on the floor after school every day, eventually she's going to open up. I think, you know, it just sounds to me like she just is mad at you and has resentment. That's, I can diagnose her right now. You don't even have to go to a counselor.
I'll give you the money.
First of all, and be careful. Don't be roped into this council trying to medicate your daughter.
Oh, no. I will not medicate my kids. I don't care what anybody says. I will not do that.
I think I'm telling you right now. You, first of all, and don't give her any food that has red dye in it, because I've read that it helps kids become irritable. So cheese doodles, Cheez-Its, anything that has red dye, don't give to her.
I with Caitlin, she's my fruits and veggies girl.
Well, that's great. But when was the last time? Yesterday after school, did you sit with her and play and talk or do anything?
Yep, I've been making more of an effort to just, you know,
not
even
with the other one, not with your younger one, just Caitlin.
Right, and just making. I think it was, what was it last night? Sitting down and doing her homework with her. I know it sounds stupid. It does count. For me, it does. Because
that counts. But besides that, I want you to do something one-on-one that's fun. After school today, when Phil comes home, why don't you take Caitlin, go to the store, go get an ice cream cone together, sit across from each other, talk, go get a manicure, get your fingernails painted, or buy her new nail polish, come home, sit with her and polish her nails. Besides the homework thing, she sees homework as an obligatory thing that you have to do. And she's thinking, because Connor said this to me, when Connor and I finally started, I started to get him to open up. He said to me, Mom, it doesn't count when you do things that you have to do. He said that to me.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't count.
Ugh.
Do you understand? That... He wants me to pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah is a different child. My daughter Hannah could give a crap about me or my husband. She's like a gypsy girl. She could go in her room all night and not care. Connor is a needy child. He's a sensitive child, very, very emotionally needy. And it sounds like Caitlin is that way, too.
I think so, too. And I don't want to I know that I can do better as a mom. I know there's things that I've just blown it on. And I want to...
You have to do it. That's it.
You have to do it.
You're kicking into action, and you're going to do it.
Right.
You're going to do it starting today.
Right.
Because if
your
kids grow up screwed up, it's the mother and father's fault. That's it.
Well, and I've got two more points to make. I think that we can always, as parents, be doing something or learning something to be better at this parenting thing, because you don't get the manual when they pop out of your womb. And so I'm excited about the counseling, because, yes, you gave me some good tips, and, yes, there's ideas that I already have, but you know what? Making that appointment every single week and going in holds me accountable. I can't just put it on the back burner. I have to go, and it makes me put it more in the forefront, because I get so busy doing other things that it's easy to push it off. I know that.
You have to make a schedule, and you know what? From 4 to 5, pick a time, and it's going to be your Caitlin time every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And let me ask you another question. Do you tell Caitlin that she's pretty and beautiful every day?
Every single day. Right, every single day. Yep,
I
reinforce that.
When are you going for counseling? Because we're going to have an update.
We go tomorrow night, so figure Monday's podcast. We'll give you an update.
We'll get an update with that, and I want you to tell us about that. But speaking of the red dye, mothers, be careful of the amount of sugar you give your kids in the cereal. Be careful of the dye that's in their foods. Be careful of the hydrogenated oils and the trans fats and the crap food that you put into your kids. Because I think a lot of the foods, people don't even realize it, but when you buy Cheez-Its or crackers or a lot of the foods that can sit on the shelves in the store for months on end without getting moldy, means that they are full of preservatives.
Yes.
If you go to Mercola.com, if you go to Dr. Furman, Joel Furman, Disease Proof Your Child, DiseaseProof.com, this website that I love, these preservatives get into your child's bloodstream. They get into their body. They are lurking around to break up cells and in the future cause cancer. But in the meantime, on an everyday basis, they ruin the child's immunity. And I think that all of this could also be a factor in why our kids are so unhealthy. So boost your child's immunity, give them fresh foods, fresh vegetables, cut out the white bread, give them whole wheat bread, wraps, natural wraps. And speaking of natural, one of our moms asked, you know, what's better, natural or organic? Natural means it's just natural. A rat is natural. A spider is natural. Gasoline is natural. Okay? Coal is natural. All of that could be in the food if it says natural.
And yet, Darla's hair color is not natural.
My hair color is very expensive. It's not natural. And when Hannah draws a picture of the family, she draws my blonde hair with a big black line down the middle. How bad is that?
Oh, that is hysterical.
Listen, I told the moms I would read this rice contamination I'm reading on the internet. It says the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced a small amount of experimental genetically engineered rice have appeared in long grain rice shipments, okay, geared for Europe. Okay, so the United States is so far free of this, but I want to tell our moms who are in England, who are in Europe, to be careful of the long grain rice that you're buying. It could have genetically modified rice, which... What is the big deal about genetically modified? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a chemical.
I was
it's
just
going to
say.
It's not a real piece of rice. Okay? So what they've been doing is they're slowly slipping in cardboard and wood and paper into the food supply. So a lot of the foods that you're getting, if there's anything, you should try and look for food that says not genetically altered. Because what they're doing, and if you start reading on the internet, is they're slipping fake food into our food to stuff us. How can your body digest cardboard and wood?
Oh, I can't believe that.
They're doing it to the cows, too. The cows who are not fed an organic or vegetarian diet. For some of the girls, April had asked, is vegetarian free range okay? I'm okay with vegetarian free range fed. But I'm not okay if it's just regular fed, because that means they could grind up dead cows. They could grind up wood chips. Right now, the cows are getting in their food. They're putting, you know, like pieces of sawdust in there and, you know, wood and paper to fill it up. How can a cow digest that? How can we digest that? It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. And you know what, Dana? There's no reason for it. Not when the top 1% of this country is making more money and the CEOs of these companies are making billions. Give the cows a decent meal. You know, don't
so we can have a decent meal.
Right. They're feeding the cows so the cows can feed us. It's a cyclical cycle. If we don't take care of the food preparation in this country, we're all going to die. Okay? Look what happened with spinach. Okay?
I was just going to tell you, did you see the article? It was on MSNBC that they linked the E. coli back to the cattle feces.
See? Who said that? Me. I'm always saying that. I don't believe it, though. I think it was a day worker from Mexico who took a crap in the middle of the field.
For God's sakes.
These people are out all day cutting the vegetables and the fruits. Where do you think they're going to the bathroom? Do you think they have, like, nice bathrooms installed on the farms?
No, but
right there on the field.
The farms out here in our area have porta-potties out there. I don't know that they're using them, but, you know.
Yeah, right. Let me tell you something. When I was a reporter, I did a story in upstate on a chicken farm, and there were human feces on the floor in the chicken farm. Ugh. One of the reasons that I am so adamant about our food standards, and I want you all to go to moo.com, M-O-O.com, Mothers of Organic, is because I was a reporter. I went into these places. I have seen what the commercial dairy industries are like. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I've been to, listen, when the ice cream man comes, don't buy that ice cream. I'm telling you, girls. I have gone to the ice cream place where the ice cream men put their trucks overnight. They're filthy, corroded places. And the ice cream sits out there for, you know, years. Buy your kids some fresh, frozen ice cream from the food store and scoop it yourselves. Okay, I mean, there's a lot. It's really sad that the standards are not better for us. You know, everyone thinks, oh, well, we're Americans. We should have all these great standards. We have the worst standards. Europe will not accept any of our food. Canada will not take our meat. How bad is that?
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
I think I think we're starting to, and it's been working up to this point, but I think we're really starting to see a shift in the consumer's desires for the organic. And I think that the more that we're asking for it in our grocery stores, that the more that we're going to see it.
Well, it is, and I'm taking credit for starting the whole organic movement.
So, you know, listen, I'm so glad.
Girls, I know a lot of you drink diet soda. So for all of you who drink diet soda, I want to read this article to you. Are you ready? For all the dire health problems associated with aspartame, which is in diet soda, most of them, the worst of them being cancer, the original anything but sugar substitute may have an ideal purpose, actually, not as a food additive, but as a poison. Dr. McCullough has been using aspartame to sprinkle, and it kills ants instantly. So if you have carpenter ants, just pour your Diet Pepsi on them instead of calling the ant
Orkin
control
man.
People. Instead of calling Orkin Man. Okay, if you have anything, you could just use your diet soda. And on that note, Dana, you go take care of your daughter here in the background. I have got to go clean my house. It's a mess. And I will talk to you later.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.